Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Yes, it's a Thursday. Time to head out to the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline, where IA Hall of Famer from DraftKings, Lucy Burge, joins us. And Lucy, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. Your reaction to the Red Sox trading Rafael Devers?
Yes, good afternoon. At first, shocked, because seeing that in writing is strange. And I, of course, like everybody else, thought it was fake. And I thought it's one of these accounts, like Adarn Schefter or whatever, Jeff Passan's equivalent of that. And really sincerely thought it was fake, but I was driving at the time and saw a bunch of texts pop up and saw that this was, because everyone was like, no information, of course, people saying wellness check on me. And I'm like, thanks for like telling me what happened. So of course I thought Duran got traded, but no, just Rafael Devers. I was shocked, but then thought, like, when you think about the full picture, it's really not that shocking. It's just that there were reports scattered that like he could be traded, or and people kind of brushed them off because he's Rafael Devers. He is the face of the team. And so that the fact that they actually did it and did it for this return was shocking. And it was, for it to actually happen is shocking. But looking at the steps that led up to it, he was not happy. There was, as was mentioned many times in maybe the best press, I mean, my favorite press conference ever, that had absolutely everything, with Sam Kennedy and Craig Breslow. That they said that the alignment, they could not find alignment with Rafael Devers, which people said, oh, he said that a million times, but it's true. Like, I think that's true. Like, there's really, that's the best way to describe it, is that they couldn't figure out a way to agree. And I think both sides maybe didn't play this the best way, communication wise. I think Rafi could have been more mature maybe, but I think he felt he was lied to. And I think in total, I think it deserves a 30 for 30, because this saga is, and continues tomorrow when they start playing the Giants. So I think it really is, it's comedy, really, the way Devers in his press conference said, I'm willing to play anywhere. And I think I'm willing to play anywhere is going to be a kind of a running joke for a while, because I think this is comedy. It's hysterical to me, but I'm now at the point, I don't care anymore. Like, I think the team, the other thing about it was the reaction of the players. Not one post saying, we'll miss you, Rafi. Nobody saying, yeah, or, you know, we loved him in the clubhouse. No, it was even Duran saying, I was taking a nap on the plane. I didn't really have time to think about it. He was one of 26 guys. Like, it really is, like, they don't care. And so I think, I don't know if they're just like, we're moving on, we're moving forward. So, bizarre. And so I think that speaks volumes about that this had to happen. So shocking initially, but then like, okay, we're moving forward.
Lucy, for me, it's the timing of it all, where Rafi on Sunday after they swept the Yankees, all the dramas behind us at this point.
He hit a home run. It's him in that game.
Yeah, you're right. It just like this far away from the trade deadline, maybe not seeming like they leveraged teams against each other to get the best possible package. For me, it's the timing.
Yes. And what they got in return, because it was like, we need to get rid of him now. And it was more of an like emergency, like he needs to go, and we, you know, they'll take him, fine. we'll take whatever. And also, one thing too is that when there was a news, local news camera at Fenway when he returned, and it showed that they sent him back from Logan. So they went to the airport to fly out west, and they took Devers off the plane, sent him back to Fenway to get his car in a cab, like a regular cab, not an Uber, not Uber Black, nothing, like a taxi cab. And so it was like, get lost, basically, a good riddance. And then his car was right there. And they were, it was almost like, we'll help you pack. Like, get out of here. And he was smiling. Like, it had to happen. But the timing was, that was what was jarring, is like, they just swept the Yankees and he hit a home run. And okay, we're like, he was producing. So it was shocking. It wasn't like he was, like, how we started the season, striking out every at bat. And it wasn't like that. It was the opposite. So that was what was shocking, too, is the timing. It's exactly that.
Times are tough, Burge. I mean, you shed a $300 million contract and you can't afford an Uber. Like, yeah, yeah. They're cutting corners everywhere. So we have been talking a lot the last couple of days about this list that The Athletic put out of the players who would be most coveted if they were available and dealt at the deadline. Can you? It was 30 players ranked in order. The Orioles' highest guy was Cedric Mullins at number 3.
Oh, yeah.
You care to guess? Hazard a guess who number 1 on this list was?
Oh no.
Somebody you really don't want to see dealt.
Yeah, was it him?
It was Mr. Duran.
That's fine. That's a list. It's fine. I'm sure, like, he's confident. That's great. But it doesn't mean that at this point it would be so stupid right now. It would be the stupidest thing they could do, because right now the guy is the face of the team. Like, this is his team. Who, I mean, they're like, oh,
but
you know,
Luce, wasn't that Betts, and then wasn't that Bogarts, and then wasn't that Devers?
Yeah,
I would say that makes that's it more probably likely. A bad place to be if you want to stick around.
Sure, but here's the other thing too, is that you look at Nomar, you look at Devers, they were both unhappy, and they were not. And I think one of the things that was emphasized by the front office is they want to create a clubhouse culture where they are mentoring the young players, because they got a lot of young guys, and Devers wasn't doing that, and Duran does that, and you know, Nomar was unhappy, Devers is unhappy, so they get rid of them. Duran's not unhappy. He likes it here. So, and he's mentoring them, and he speaks volumes about that. So I think it would be dumb for them to do that. And I saw a lot of people after this trade say, oh, Duran is nuts. Duran is nuts. Why? Why would this make you think that? Because Duran is happy here. And the return, sure, but he is doing what Devers isn't doing. So this was an emergency trade. And means nothing about what could happen going forward. But sure, yeah, I'm sure a lot of teams want him.
So
that's great.
A quick two-parter then. If they do trade him, you because you said this to us first, and then I see you have put this in writing. If they do trade Duran, you disavow the Red Sox, and then the corollary to this: will you be playing any Devers home run bombs against the Sox this weekend?
Queen of Dongs.
First of all, no, I will not be, because Alex Cora said that, of course, Devers is going to want to beat them. And in so many words, I think he used a swear word in this, but he said he wants very badly to beat them, but so do they. Like, they are also going to do their best to beat him. So I am taking the side of the Red Sox, doing their best to beat him, which means not giving up home runs to him. So no, I am not taking any Rafael Devers home run props. But yes, if they trade him, I'm gone. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Full-time Mets. Mr. Met, Mrs. Met, come on down.
Oh, that would actually be great. Oh, my God.
SNY, let's go.
Absolutely, that would be an ideal situation. I'd be like, yeah, I'll go, and that would be great. If it's like the Padres, I mean, I will. My allegiance will go. Will I physically go? Maybe. I mean, I would goodbye. Like, that would be. It's just on the basis of it would be so stupid if they did that. So yeah, I'd be gone. Goodbye. Not even a thought. Like, goodbye.
There's a lot at stake here for Breslow at the deadline.
Yes, we're talking.
Burge's fandom? I mean, that's big.
We're talking to soon-to-be former Red Sox fan Lucy Burge. Yeah. Inside Access.
Free agent MLB fan. The Burge.
Going to the Mets.
Going to the Mets.
It's not
going to
happen. Don't worry about it.
Lucy, who sounds a little under the weather.
Hey, Lucy, you want to bet?
Need like
you want to bet about that happening?
You want a lozenge? It's been a couple weeks, so I can't remember, so apologies, but have we talked with you about Stephon Diggs and designer cocaine and boats and fun, and how are we feeling about that whole thing?
Yeah, you know, he seems like a really fun guy. He's a guy you'd like to have on your team. I mean, this is great. I think that is something that has kind of blown over. I think all of the Red Sox situation has really buried that. Yeah, that was something, wasn't it? With you know, you got Cardi B in the mix. You got Cardi B has a song where she said about an ex, which you could think would be Offset, I would think.
Yes.
And it said your favorite player on your favorite team is in my DMs, and I'm thinking, is Offset a Patriots fan? Because maybe that's what this means. But that's what I took away, is like, this is going to be very interesting. But I do love that he just posted through it. He was posting Instagram stories of himself working out, sweating out everything that he ingested potentially on that bowl. Allegedly,
ingested. Yeah, could have been gum.
He might have just been distributing.
Yeah.
Yes. He kind of looked like he was a point guard to me a little bit,
which is also illegal. Just to,
But we don't actually know what it was. It could have been. You know that it's like the candy with the powder, and you dip the thing in it.
Fun dips.
Thank you. It could have been that. Like, it could have been a prop in a music video. We still don't know.
Big fun dip guy.
Fun dip, exactly. He is a big fun dip guy. So that's what I'm thinking. You know, maybe it was. So not a big deal. So I think Vrabel has this on his radar, but it did not seem to. It seems like this is blown over.
Lucy, what do you mean his radar? Get it?
Yeah.
It's a bad joke.
Lucy
kind of liked it.
What's crazy?
She's sick.
What's crazy is the Raffy trade wasn't even the biggest news in sports this week. Joey Chestnut's back. How about that?
He's back, baby. This is very exciting. Yeah, when I saw that news, I was like, okay, we're done with the Raffy stuff. We have our guy is back. So now I will be so locked in to there will be odds on the July 4th Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest, the best event that takes place ever in sports.
Yep.
Major League Eating is the best league in all of sports because it's a real league, everybody. And I can't wait. I can't wait now because Joey Chestnut making his return is the highlight of the summer. So I can't wait. He really timed that right because I needed something to distract from all of this. This is perfect. I can't wait.
Lucy, what is your? You are the Dong Queen. What are you looking at this evening?
Yes, speaking of the Mets, Brandon Nimmo to hit a home run. It's plus 290. Mm-hmm. He is batting .500 against Spencer Strider with 4 singles, 2 doubles, a triple, and 2 home runs. And he has 13 home runs this year. He's got 3 in his last 7 games, and I am betting on him to hit another one against the Braves here, plus 290 at DraftKings.
Lucy, let the people know where they can find you.
You can find me at DraftKings and also at Lucille Burge on Twitter and on Instagram and Lucy Burge 1 on TikTok.
Oh, apologies. And we're screwed up the clock. What are you doing in the car?
Oh,
we were talking about this off the air.
What's going on
in the car?
So I will be doing this very soon, but don't tune away from you guys because I will be posting this on my Instagram later. Sitting in the car. I'm just sitting in the car, just sit in the car and yap and just talk. So I'm loving it. I love doing this. So, it's like podcasts. You know, it's just sitting in the car. So yeah,
just random thoughts, like almost shower thoughts, type thing.
Anything people ask me, I get a lot of questions.
I'm sure you do.
So this is like a Reddit, like ask me anything thing.
Pretty much,
AMA.
Pretty much, hop on if you see it and ask me anything you want.
Oh wow, Lucy Burge, you are the best. Thank you as always. We'll chat next week. Feel better.
Ben. I mean, Bone. There you go.
Yeah. Thank you. You guys are the best. I'll talk to you next week.
Bone needs some advice.
Yes, she does.
Yeah. You should ask about the girl at the vape shop.
She's gone. Coming up next.
I'm saying when she's in the car.
Yeah, Bone.
You could ask the Burge, hey, this is what Lockett Forrest said I should do.
I'm with
is
you
he
on
crazy?
This. Yeah, no, you're absolutely right.
Because he won't listen to us.
No, he will not.
But he might listen to the
Would
Burge.
You listen to Lucy?
Absolutely.
Yeah, well, then maybe
well there
you
we go. Then you need to make that happen.
I might text her and ask her.
And that show content.
Coming up next, the worst loss in the Orioles season, a bad season, so a lot of candidates, but this was the worst. We recap the disaster next here on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, you kind of want to have 8 or 9 starters in a competition in most spring trainings, and he'll be right in the mix there. I think we knew when we traded for him, the innings totals that he had reached in 2024 were a lot higher than what he had done the previous seasons, and you know, that can lead to some guys running out of gas down the stretch. So now that he's got that big innings platform from this year, and he's further removed from his injuries, I'm hopeful we're gonna see a good version of him in spring training.
Narrator, he wasn't fully over injuries because he got hurt and then he wasn't available to be part of the battle for the starting rotation. And quite frankly, hadn't been good much. Did give them a good start in Boston, but last night Trevor Rogers was given an 8-run lead and gave it up. Well, helped give it up pretty damn fast. Only gave them 2 1/3 innings pitched. Orioles blew that 8-run lead by the 5th inning and lost 12-8 in what I think in a season of horrible losses. And there have been some bad ones. This was the worst.
This is a disaster. Like, it's a failure, and it's got the GM's hands all over it. And they can try to sell you parables and mythologies about what they traded for and how hurt he allegedly was and what they thought they were getting and what they thought they could improve. But it's been pretty clear to anybody paying attention that they were looking for a spot to inflict Trevor Rogers back upon their ball club and back upon people who like to watch baseball and like to watch good pitching. And the Boston outing was an anomaly versus his entire season in the minors. So it stood to reason that that would look like an anomaly when he got back to the major leagues, and boy, did it. And again, this is supposed to be a meritocracy, right? It's supposed to be about stewardship of the ball club for the short and long term. And this guy hadn't been good in AAA his last 4 times out. Like, he just hadn't. So the idea that a not informed Rogers, and you could you know, thump your chest that you got his velo up, and you have. We'll see what that means for his durability. I suspect it's probably not good news. But this guy in his last 4 starts in AAA,
maybe getting hurt is good news.
He definitely is consistent with that. Yeah. His last 4 starts in the minors, he went 20 2/3, gave up 27 hits, had a WHIP of 1.5, and the International League in the month of June had an 830 OPS against him. So that's what you were calling up here. He was very hittable down there. I mean, the league. GG, batting 290 off him. His last 4 times out.
That's not good. 290s, that's a Hall of Fame track.
You know, this guy, his last 4 starts down there, was only throwing strikes 64% of the time. And for him to be granted an 8-run lead and not be able to get 8 outs is an absolute It's a debacle.
He only got four more outs after he got the 8-run lead. And I think the thing that was most frustrating about what he did after that first inning, when you have that big of a lead, you shouldn't be walking people. You shouldn't be walking,
shouldn't be walking eight, nine guys. Yeah.
You shouldn't be walking Meade on four pitches to open up the third inning with that big of a lead. It's completely unacceptable.
His last eight batters faced, starting with the number eight guy, Danny Jansen, eight pitch walk, then Walls, the shortstop who can't hit anything, six pitch walk. He gets out of it with Diaz on an eight pitch at bat. He walks Meade on four pitches. Caminero gets a base hit and a six pitch at bat. And now they know the changeup's coming, and they jump it early because they figure he's pitching backwards. And Morrell hammers a changeup for a double on the first pitch. And then Aranda, he gets to pop up after five pitches. Then he throws a first pitch changeup to Mangan, and he hits that for an RBI single. And that's it. It took him 39 pitches to get his final two outs. He faced eight guys. Six of them reached base. And then people have the audacity to talk about, well, they scored the eight runs. It took them too long to score the eight runs, and then they didn't score, you know, and then they got out too quickly, and, oh, it was hot. It's the summer. Like, I'm so sick of it, the same way they made excuses when he was a debacle right out of the gate after the trade last year, like I told you he was going to be. Like, they made this at the trade deadline, and they traded two players who play every day for a team that by the end of this week might have the exact same record or better than the Orioles, and they got him to get better in a rush for the pennant, and they hyped the trade because he's controllable for years to come. He belongs right there in Norfolk where he is. Let me see Chase McDermott.
I'll tell you this, and it's why it's the worst loss of the year, because Trevor Rogers sucked, the bullpen sucked, but to me the headline is they scored eight runs in the second inning and didn't get a hit or a walk after that. They knocked out the Rays starter in an inning and a third. The Rays had to get 23 outs from their bullpen, and the bullpen did not give up. The only guy that got on base was Colton Cowser, got hit in the back by a pitch. They didn't get a hit in seven-plus innings. That's a joke.
The Rays' pen almost perfected them for seven and two-thirds innings.
Yeah, it's a joke.
At the same time, the Rays used 11 different batters, all of whom reached base, eight of whom reached base two times or more.
Meanwhile, Junior Caminero had four hits.
He's legitimate.
Guy's pretty damn good. Hey, Orioles and the Rays, Orioles going for the split tonight with Charlie Morton on the mound. 7:30 first pitch, but Baltimore Baseball Night's coming up at 6. The Bone and Jim Hunter. And coming up next, we're idea people here. We like to give suggestions to all the teams in town. And
we're helpers.
Yeah, we are. We help
people out.
So the Orioles, it's a struggle getting people in the stands. We have a six-pack. Six ideas for giveaways the Orioles should do. We give you our list next here on the...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. and it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Fan. Six-pack time. Six-pack brought to you by the Good Feet Store. Come in and try the Good Feet feeling today. Comfort, energy, performance, and pain relief at the Good Feet Store. Go to goodfeet.com for more details. Six-pack today. Six Orioles promotions that we think they should get on right now. And Beltway Ben, let's get started.
Number six.
I have been someone that for a long time kind of laughs at the Orioles because they constantly bring back Cal Ripken Jr. bobbleheads. And next he hadn't played. Yeah, they're to celebrate our nuptials that Saturday night is the Iron Man bobblehead. But that needs to stop. You finally got some guys that people care about on the team. So maybe a final Cal Ripken bobblehead. Like, this is it. No more Cal Ripken Jr. bobbleheads.
By the way, when's Cal getting the Oscar for that commercial?
Oh, man, the door opens
He nailed that.
So my number six, I like to go next level. You know, I put a lot into this. So I think they should do this on Thursday, September 25th. It looks to be the last home game of the year. I think we should have Celebrate Switzerland Night. Because
neutrality.
It's Celebrate Switzerland Night because I'm old enough to remember when Uncle Ruby was in Davos, Switzerland, whining about a salary cap. So I think it's Celebrate Switzerland Night. It's starting to get a little cold. We have a bumper sticker. Uncle Ruby sold his ski chalet for $20 million, but wants a salary cap and bumper stickers. And then, you know, because we want to help him out.
I have something similar-ish coming up a little
Celebrate
later.
Celebrate Switzerland night, but September 25th. There'll be a chill in the air.
Number five.
I love their theme nights.
He sold it for $18 million.
You rounded
it up. So not 20. I still think we should put 20 on the bumper sticker.
Yeah, that's fine.
My number five. I think we should do a Lego night at Camden Yards.
So you
get a Lego set of Camden Yards that you can put together, and it's got a movable left field fence for Sig's Wall.
Oh, that's
so
coming.
You know how some of those Lego pieces, they have
to
slide? You can slide it in. You can slide depending on the year or whether you have any left-handed pitching or maybe you just get bums like Cole Irvin and try to pretend you know what you're doing with them. But you got to have Sig's Wall. It's got to be movable.
I've got something in that vein coming up as well. My five, and we may never see him again, but I think they should do a Tyler O'Neill bobblehead night. Now, the good news is he's got massive arms. The bad news is it breaks really easily, so you want to handle it with care. But Tyler O'Neill bobblehead night.
Number four.
Four is maybe late in the season, like Jason's talking about. Michael Ice, you get there early. He holds a hoarding prospect symposium for the fans. Like, how to clutch onto your prospects until they lose all of their value. I think the fans will be interested to hear about that.
My number four is multi-purpose. I think they originally had some of these t-shirts made up early in the year because they thought they were going to, you know, be high on their horse. And we still never found out where Brandon Hyde was when Grayson Rodriguez was blowing out his arm in Fort Myers. So they're just t-shirts to say, where's Hyder? You know, and then now that he's been fired, it's like a double entendre because we really don't know where he is because he's not in the dugout anymore. So, you know, I think at first it was kind of like a joke in jest because who's going to remember that day in Fort Myers?
You will.
That's the last time our ace threw a pitch.
Yeah.
Where's Hyder t-shirts, Bone?
I'll go with Jason in the first. I'm not a huge fan of Switzerland Night, but your last two.
It's really not about Switzerland,
Bon,
if you're paying attention.
I realize.
Six pack of Oreo promotions.
Bon doesn't like Switzerland. Everybody loves Switzerland. That's very on brand.
Neutral.
That's Switzerland that can piss nobody off. Yeah, he's got issues with Switzerland.
Their guards guard the Pope.
I don't have an issue with it. I have an issue with the
He said it in Davos, Switzerland. I can't. What do you want me to do?
Six pack of Oreo promotion. Beltway Ben, let's continue.
Number three.
He almost had it right with Tyler O'Neill. It's Tyler O'Neill Game of Operation Night. And it's the Operation Game, and it's Tyler O'Neill. And you can all the places he's had his injuries. Yes. Yeah, and then what's to come.
Yeah.
And the neck, if you get anywhere near the neck, the whole thing just blows up.
My three is, and Bone, you might not remember this because you're young, but there used to be, the PA announcer was a former pitcher for the Brooklyn Dodgers, Rex Barney, and when a fan would catch a ball, he would say, give that fan a contract. Yes. Well, I think they should lean, my last three are things they should lean into. With this team being so bad, and when we, like, this team can't hit, like they showed last night for the second inning, they couldn't pitch. I think if a fan catches a ball, they get a real contract and they get to play for the team that night. They should lean into this.
Number two.
Another thing they should lean into, the wall. Sig's wall, as Jason likes to call it. Just put hydraulics in there and move it week to week, game to game for all I care. Let's just surprise the opponent series to series. What will the dimensions of left field be? You'll have to get there to find out. And fans might want to see that.
Two, I'm giving you a choice, Bone. It's a two for, it's a two for one. It's a t-shirt night. It could go either way. It could be dead of the summer. I'm thinking like afternoon game in August, a Sweat Like Sagano t-shirt.
Wow. Sweat Like Sagano.
Or would you prefer...
Sweat Like Mean Dean,
the other night.
Or would you prefer... we gave the O's $600 million in tax money, and all we got was this t-shirt.
Yeah, I like the first one.
I like the first one.
Yeah, it's Sweat Like Sagano. I like that better.
Number one.
This has to be Wednesday, July 30th, the last home game before the trade deadline. It's a Mike Elias life-size pinata, and all the angst you have from him blowing another trade deadline, you just take out on by whacking the Mike Elias pinata.
My one is this team seems to have no like sense of themselves, and even as the season was going down the tubes, you know, they're throwing hats at people. I call it "let them eat cake" night. It's Marie Antoinette night at the park. Hats, cake, stuff for like just and the commoners can come see as they build these mega suites where the press box used to be. Everything that they won't be able to use. It's "let them eat cake" night.
Way to take down the ginger gorilla.
I think the O'Neill Operation Night, I think that was the best of the bunch.
Yeah.
That was pretty good.
Breakable bobblehead O'Neill, you didn't like that one?
But the operation, I think a little next level. I like it.
I'll try.
Brian Wacker's going to join us at 5 o'clock as minicamp.
Hopefully he's on the 60-day IL when they
Brian
when
Wacker?
They do that. No, O'Neill. When they get around to doing that promotion.
Yeah. Well, he's due. Brian Wacker will join us at 5 o'clock, covers the Ravens for the Baltimore Sun. He'll wrap up minicamp with us and maybe preview training camp, which is next month. But coming up next, Ravens made themselves a big signing, at least name-wise. Jair Alexander, now a Raven. How will he impact this team? We'll tell you next here on The Fan.
I'm just really excited about it. I had a chance to you know, sit down with him today, which was an awesome time. And he's excited to be here. We're excited to have him. He had been kind of behind the scenes in the works a little bit. And I know he wanted to be here, and we wanted him here, you know. So for it to work out the way it did, made Lamar happy, you know. I think it made everybody happy. It's just an opportunity to become a better team in that sense today. So we're really excited about it.
John Harbaugh talking yesterday. Ravens announced earlier in the day they had signed Jair Alexander to a one-year deal for $4 million. He can make another $2 million in playtime incentives. And so let's assume health, at least at the start. What kind of
big assumption?
Yeah, it's a big assumption. I'm not saying he's going to be healthy at the end, but at the start, what kind of impact can Jair Alexander make on this team?
Well, I mean, again, to the availability of it all, he's played in about half the Packers games the last 4 years.
Yeah.
So that's problematic. Now, the one season since 2021 that he did play regularly was in 2022. He played 16 games and he was outstanding. And like, he's not over the hill, so I'm not worried that his body's breaking down or anything like that, but I am worried that he's someone who has suffered a series of injuries, and things tend to sort of happen. And when you become that guy, sometimes it's hard to shake it. But in that 16-game sample, he was outstanding. I mean, a passer rating against him of 43.9, you know, 7.7 yards per attempt, 570 total passing yards against him in a season in which he played 16 games, eight passes defensed in the air. I that is why he was viewed as a top 10 corner at that time. Now, he's played 14 football games since then.
The big number that sticks out to me from that season is the five picks. And that is something that was sorely lacking from the Ravens last year, where Marlon Humphrey, for the first time in his career, he got a ton of interceptions, got six picks. The only other guy to have more than one interception was Ardarius Washington with two. They got to get their hands on more footballs this upcoming season, interceptions and fumbles.
But weren't you talking yesterday, and maybe I'm misremembering, but like even last year when he was not on the field a lot, when he was on the field, the metrics were good, right?
Really good. 56.7% completion percentage against him, 7.7 yards per 10. The numbers, when he's on the field, he's a really good player. And it's not a guy at the end of his career where you're hoping, oh, can we get one more? And I like the fact that he came on a one-year prove-it deal where he's going to want to put his best foot forward. And look, you know, the injuries, sometimes freak things happen. But this is a guy that's going to want to ball out to get one more payday next offseason.
Yeah, it, again, takes a strength, makes it an uber strength. It gives them another pure outside corner who, if Wiggins keeps going on the trajectory he's on, then I think you're going to see Marlon a lot in the slot. We know teams couldn't really run the ball on the Ravens much at all. And because the offense is so prolific, you really often can't afford to run the ball. So they're going to have to attack them throwing the ball. And frankly, I think they're going to look at that roster and say, you know what? If Kyle Van Noy wrecks the game today, then Kyle Van Noy wrecks the game. But we're going to throw the ball. And so that means they're going to be spreading it out. And that means a lot of times you're probably going to have Marlon and Hamilton in the slot. So there's nothing not to like about this at that price. My concern just remains that if it is as tepid or hit and miss or spotty, especially when we start talking about games 19, 20, and 21 on the schedule, those are the playoff games, for their ability to be disruptive up front, that all the corners in the world might not be enough to keep you from losing by 1 point or 2 points or 3 points to Josh Allen or Mahomes.
Points are correct in that, in the usage there. Not in baseball.
Not runs.
Yes. Is it almost more important, and I don't know how you massage this, but to kind of figure out a way, and there is no perfect way because you can put him in bubble wrap for preseason and get hurt in training camp. But is the goal to have him so that he's available for the postseason?
I mean,
is that the number one goal?
I mean, I guess it's the overarching goal, but I don't know. I mean, if people knew how to thread that needle,
I get it. But like,
then you wouldn't have so many people up in arms about moving and adding another game.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I'm ideally sure, but you know how this is. By week four, there's going to be some position where we're already saying, oh my God, look, I can't believe this guy's playing. Or this guy's playing as much because it's football and it's a violent concussion collision sport. And so I don't know that they're going to be able to manage his snaps and everybody else's snaps ideally the way they would like. That's part of the reason I keep going freaking out about adding another veteran pass rusher, because that just adds, it just gives you more depth. And maybe when things are going well, you are able to get a couple of them off their feet for an extended period of time within a game or over a stretch of a couple of games. I mean, they could be setting up a scenario where their number four and five corner is most teams' three.
Yeah. Ravens done with minicamp. Training camp begins in July 22nd. Veterans have to be there. We're going to talk more Ravens. Coming up next, Brian Wacker covers the Ravens for the Baltimore Sun. We'll get his reaction to the Alexander deal, what he saw at minicamp, and what he thinks this team may need as they head into training camp. Brian joins us next here on The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.